This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Movie lovers took in hundreds of films this weekend at Birmingham's Sidewalk Film Festival. It's a bright spot for filmmakers in a city that struggled to attract the wave of projects that was predicted when the state launched film tax incentives 8 years ago. We've got a snapshot of the incentives in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Just to start off with, what effect have these tax credits had on filmmaking in Birmingham over the last 8 years?
I mean, it's definitely had an impact. I mean, we've drawn our share of productions here to the area. But if you look at within the state or even definitely looking around the region, we're not what you would call one of the film production meccas of the South right now. I mean, Mobile, just in our own state, they've gotten significantly more projects than Birmingham has. And I think there's a recognition of that here at the local level. So there's a new initiative called Film Birmingham underway to really capitalize on that and really start a film office that would be a one-stop shop for people who want to come to Birmingham and make movies. Birmingham was previously lacking that, whereas Mobile has had one, and that's one reason they've gotten kind of out in front of that.
So you have that initiative here in Birmingham, but in terms of the economics of it, what do you see economists saying about how effective these incentives have been?
Yeah, a lot of the economists we talk to are not huge fans of these incentives. They look at them and say, well, they're mainly producing, at least at the local level, lower-paying, usually temporary jobs. And the reason for that is, unlike Louisiana or Georgia, we haven't had the level of production to really build that infrastructure. When you have an infrastructure and you have constant productions, then you start to develop some more high-paying jobs, you're able to attract people in those high-paying fields. We don't really have that infrastructure built up right now, not in Birmingham or really in Alabama as a whole. So that's one reason economists aren't in favor of. They're saying Alabama's paying too much incentives for the jobs that they're getting back. They don't really see the value of it. The counterside to that is what the film industry says. Said, well, we're never going to build up that infrastructure if you don't offer incentives. If you're not offering incentives, you're not even a player in the industry at all. And there's definitely a chance in upcoming legislative sessions that you could see a battle over those incentives.
Well, with that in mind, do we see any significant changes anticipated in these tax credits or in efforts to build up a film industry in Alabama?
Advocates of the industry definitely are planning, especially in Birmingham, are planning to kind of ramp up things. They want to make Birmingham more of a player. It's not that we don't have the ability. It's twofold of having that kind of infrastructure getting built up, which the new film office in Birmingham is trying to address that, but also making sure the incentives stay put. Film advocates would actually like to see, they say for Alabama to be a player, we really need to expand those incentives. But everything we've heard, there's not an appetite for that right now in Montgomery.
Well, also, the closure of U.S. Steel's Fairfield Works 2 years ago was a blow to many workers, but local leaders held out hope that a planned electric arc furnace would help soften the blow. Now there's an indication that project may finally be inching closer to reality. And Ty, first just remind us what this electric arc furnace was about.
Usually in U.S. Steel, traditionally, they operated with a blast furnace, which uses coal. It was a costly process. It wasn't the most efficient process in the world. Some of the other steel makers have been using something called an electric arc furnace, which basically uses scrap metal to make steel. So a few years back, they closed the blast furnace in Fairfield. They said, hey, we're going to start this new electric arc furnace project. We knew that the number of jobs was not going to be as high, but it was going to salvage hundreds of jobs that had been lost. Unfortunately, they put that project on the back burner. But the new CEO of U.S. Steel lately has been making some positive comments, saying it's really going to be a matter of when, not if, about this project. And that is a huge story for Jefferson County.
So we have a when, not if. Do we have any sense of what has to happen to make it happen?
It's really a matter of looking at the bottom line for the company. As earnings start to improve, and they have been improving, especially in the different divisions that would be serviced by this, I've heard from sources in the local community that it's not out of the question that we could see an announcement that the project's going to be revived by the end of the year. That's just rumors and speculation at this point, but that's a positive thing to hear. And really, if you look at U.S. Steel in Fairfield, it's not just U.S. Steel. If those jobs come back, that's going to support kind of our steel industry infrastructure. It would have a multiplier effect in Birmingham. So it's a big story to watch.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.